Well, the WASDE report came out, and Kim, what's going on in the wheat markets?
Well, that report basically said that we were expecting slightly higher U.S. Ending stocks for wheat, slightly lower ending stocks for the world, so nothing going on there. You've got Ukraine, Russia, the Black Sea area. They've got limited amount of wheat to sell on the export market. We hadn't seen them on the market in the last week or so. You've had Egypt coming in and buying some U.S. wheat. And then, of course, you've got the planting intentions report that came out that showed that winter wheat plantings were down overall, with hard red winter wheat planted acres less, especially in Oklahoma and Kansas.
What's going on with wheat prices?
Well, if you look at wheat prices, you'd expect us with Russia and Black Sea area to running out of wheat that our prices would go up. But we're not in the March or April time period yet. We got some hope out there. But basically, hard red winter wheat prices have been trending slightly lower.
So last week you said that the exports in the Black Sea region would, you know, impact wheat prices here positively in the States. What's going on with that?
Well, it's just we just don't see that demand, and the demand we see is for the soft red winter wheat rather than the hard red winter wheat. And also the world, you know, Russia got that wheat out, and they're still shipping it. They're not selling it. They're still shipping it. And so it's probably going to be the March, April, May time period before we see demand pick up for U.S. wheat.
And Egypt also got in the mix, but there was like a little kind of, they were maybe buying a different type of wheat than what we were kind of wanting them to.
Right. They bought that soft red winter wheat. And I think they did that because they'd been buying that Russian, Ukrainian hard red winter wheat and hard red spring wheat with relatively high protein. I think they're buying that soft red so they can blend it to get that protein level down for some of their flours.
So with all of that, what's it going to take for wheat prices to come up?
Well, what it's going to take for prices to come up is export demand for hard red winter wheat. And right now, I think the market's saying that we probably won't see that until we get out into the April, May time period. So it may be harvest before we see better prices, when the market sees what the test weight and what the protein. We've got to have test weight and protein to get into this market.
All righty. Thanks, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.